Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
Hi, Rebecca Shear here with some very fun news and a special story. First off, the very fun news. Our WBUR podcast is offering an exciting new way for you to circle around with us and support public radio and get some really cool stuff. It's called the Circle Round Club. If you love circling around with us at home, at school, or on the road, please consider supporting our public radio podcast by becoming a member. Grown-ups, visit wbur.org/CircleRoundClub. and choose the level of Circle Round Club membership that's right for you. All three levels come with their own perks. As a Blue Level member, you'll get brand new exclusive Circle Round swag, a monthly newsletter from me and composer Eric Shimalonis, plus early access to Circle Round events. Sign up at the Yellow Level and get all of these goodies, plus an ad-free feed and videos about the musical instruments we use, and bonus bedtime stories, bite-sized tales we're calling Circle Round Snuggle Time. Sign up at the Orange Level and you'll get everything I've mentioned so far, plus a specially designed super cuddly Circle Round plush lion and a personalized birthday message from me. It's all at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub. But again, I couldn't drop by without sharing a story with you. So check out this preview of one of our Circle Round Snuggle Times, a tale we call The Lighthouse of the Pampas from the South American country of Uruguay. When you're done listening, head to wbur.org/CircleRoundClub and choose your level of membership in the Circle Round Club. Thanks for your support and enjoy this sneak peek of Circle Round Snuggle Time. If you travel to the pampas, or grasslands, of South America, you may come across an interesting plant. It's called the ombu, and it looks a lot like a tree, with a big trunk and an umbrella-like canopy covered with glossy leaves and clusters of greenish-white flowers that eventually give way to crimson berries. The ombu has a nickname, the Lighthouse of the Pampas. Why? Well, when you're stranded at sea, a lighthouse is a beacon, right? A sign of safety. And when you're tromping through the dry, hot pampas, the ombu is a beacon too, since its wide canopy provides cool shade from the blazing sun. But once upon a time, the ombu didn't have a wide canopy. Once upon a time, the ombu was nothing more than a little sprout. In fact, all the plants and trees were little sprouts, each one looking exactly like the next. When their creator, the powerful spirit known as Tupa, brought the plants and trees to the world, he began by asking them one question. "My children," he said, "what do you want to be like when you grow up?" In an instant, all the plants and trees began talking at once, shouting and clamoring about all the things they desired once they grew bigger. Well, I say all the plants and trees, but the truth is, one of them remained silent. Ombu stood back from the hubbub and didn't say a word. "Children," Tupa cried out, "children, please, speak to me one at a time." The first to speak was a tree known as Quebracho. "Tupa," she said, "when I grow up, I want to be strong and hard and able to resist any blows that fate might send my way."
"Very well," Tupa replied. "As you wish, so it shall be."
And indeed, to this day, Quebracho has been strong and tough. In fact, in Spanish, the word Quebracho translates to axe breaker. The next to state their wish was a plant known as Jacaranda, or Jacaranda in Spanish.
"Tupa," he said, "when I grow up, I want to impress everyone with a crown of beautiful flowers and a wonderful fragrance."
"Very well," Tupa replied. "As you wish, so it shall be." And ever since, Jacaranda has bloomed with thousands of fragrant purple flowers each and every year.
The next to come forth with their desire was a tree known as Cypress.
"Tupa," she said, "when I grow up, I want to be lovely and green all year long, and I want to tower above everyone else."
Very well, Cyprus. As you wish, so it shall be.
And wouldn't you know it, to this day, the Patagonian cypress is an evergreen tree that's so tall, straight, and narrow, it's sometimes called the Sequoia of South America. Once Cyprus got her wish, Tupa went from creation to creation, hearing their requests and granting them. The last in line was Ombu.
Ombu, Tupa said, we have yet to hear from you. What is your wish? What do you want to be like when you grow up?
Well, Tupa, Ombu said, I don't wish to prove how strong I am, or to impress others with my color or fragrance or height.
What do you wish then? Tupa asked.
How will Ombu answer Tupa's question? You can find out by joining the Circle Round Club. Visit wbur.org/circleroundclub and choose your membership level today. Again, that's wbur.org/circleroundclub. Thanks for supporting public radio. And as always, thanks for circling round with us.